Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and praise you. We really appreciate. Thank you for moving powerfully upon this earth, Father God. We think of the scripture that the enemy will come in one way and flee in seven, and he has been very active and in this world. Thank you, Lord, for moving, Lord, for pouring your spirit. And I thank you for the wonderful word and prophetic word, Father God, that you're there to fulfill, that you pour out your spirit on all flesh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for taking this devil out of the equation, Father God. It's your world, it's your people, you're at your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Bless this word this morning, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. It's Ephesians 1 and it's verse 17, and we're reading from the TPT.
I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him.
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for pouring out his spirit on us that has been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, a spirit of wisdom and revelation. And what is it all about knowing him? Because ultimately that's the whole thing. Many will say we've done this and that, and he says, get away, I don't know you. I don't know you. So we see the importance of knowing the Lord. So it's first getting to know him as the God, the Father that has made all provision, so loved us, sent the Lord Jesus, made the Holy Spirit available so that we can know what we've got, know the family we're in, and then know our part. And that is in believing and calling on the Lord and being saved, of the first step of knowing him. And that word know means to be aware of, able to speak about, and then experience. So we know him by being saved, and that saved is coming from being a goat to being a sheep, from being in vines, wrong vines, but now we're in the vine. Jesus is the vine, we are the branches. It's having Jesus as our head, and we are the body. So it's been new creations. I love Angus's word yesterday. He said that's the greatest miracle, and I agree with him. Being born again, coming out of darkness into the light, it's the ultimate. But then it doesn't stop there, guys. That's been the sad thing. Many have started in the spirit and land up in the flesh. It's about staying. And in the word, it's very clear. To know him, we need to know him on a daily basis. And then more than just spending good quality time with him morning by morning, we need to walk conscious of him. And then there's also the requirements of not neglecting the gathering of the saints. And that's so important. So in all our ways, we must acknowledge him and reason together with him, walk with him, talk to him, and so develop on schedule. Be everything he made us to be. I love the scripture that says the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter until full day. So if we're not growing, we're not getting to see the plan of God better and better and experience it as a reality, we're falling back. So it's so important, guys, just to keep our focus. Keep your eyes set on things above. Keep your eyes set on that which is in Christ Jesus, because you are married to him, co-heirs, and that's the goodness that he wants to bring in your life onto this earth for the sake of your family, your town, South Africa, Africa, and the world. So be blessed to know you've been called to know your heavenly family, know the purpose he's got for you, and then know that's also how much he loves everyone else. Amen. And it's all according to this mighty power that's in work in us, this resurrection power. This is God's doing. It's God revealing himself in us and through us. And we, again, I just praise God that he's starting now really to just bring his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, pour out his spirit on all flesh. There is no more place for darkness. When the light comes, darkness flees. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your wonderful work in us, your wonderful work in this world. Thank you, Lord. We are yours. This world is yours. And I thank you, Father God, through your people and through your wonderful word and through your glory, your splendor, Father God, you are chasing away all darkness. There's no more room for the devil and his lies and people being deceived by him. In Jesus' name, your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your spirit of wisdom and revelations so that we can know you more.
Amen.